Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 299. We are ending the Simon of Simon Reish Lamed Hey. Today, we have discussed previously Simon Reish Lamed very importantly, the beginning of this man, Kriyat Shema and Tefillah of Marv. We discussed that at length. Today we're going to discuss, when does Zman Kriyat Shema end? When is the last time you can read Kriyat Shema? When is the last time you can daven? L'chatchila b'diavad. Here we go. There's a big machlokas between the Rambam on one side versus the Rush and the Rajba. And the other side, in turn, based on the Gemara right at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, about reading Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Before we get to that machlokas, though, let's just see. Everyone's going to agree. L'chatchila tzarech likros Kriyat Shema. Miyad b'tzeisik olchavim. The best thing we're going to do is to read Kriyat Shema right away at tzeisik olchavim. When it's fun, first time, it's vaday tzeisik olchavim, that you do not have to repeat Kriyat Shema. Because why? As the Mishnah Berurah says, there's reason to makdim and lemitzvos. Okay, like any other thing, we have reason to makdim and lemitzvos. So the chor, everyone's going to try and read Kriyat Shema at the earliest time possible because of the concept of reason makdim. Obviously, that is not always possible, and especially in yeshivas, that's not the minhag to do. Obviously, they're gonna surround Marav based on their sidra yeshiva, whatever is going to be the best time for their starim. That's just how it goes when it comes to yeshivas. Many times when it comes to halachas, yes, halachas, we try and keep it chatchila, but also we have to realize that there are other things surrounding halachos, like Lima Torah is obviously the most important. Therefore, the yeshivas are going to surround their Lima Torah around the Zarim. So therefore, in the winter, they're not going to stop afternoon Seder at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and daven Marav at that point in order to say Kriyat Shema at the earliest time. Now, well, when does the time, let's say you're not are able to do Zrizim Makdim? What is up to L'chatchila? You're allowed to still read Kriyat Shema. Obviously, you have the halachas, as we learned, as saying that you're not really allowed to eat or do malacha unless you have one of the terror that we discussed earlier on. But let's say you don't want to eat, you don't want to do malacha, or you set an alarm clock for that matter, and you want to daven Marav in the L'chatchila time. So this is the machlokas between the Rambam and Smag on one place, and the Rashba and the Rosh Hashanah. What happened at Chatzos? Chatzos, according to the Rambam and the Smag, up to Chatzos is the L'chatchila time to say Kriyat Shema. After Chatzos, you're not Yotzi on the L'chatchila level whatsoever in your Zman, Kriyat Shema. In your Zman Kriyat Shema. The Rashba and the Rush. The Rashba says, no, really up to Losa Shachar, you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema, you're going to be Yotze, you're Chiyav L'chatchila. If you look inside the Berlacha, in Dimer Maslow Zman HaChatzia Laila, he brings this down, Mechaber Sosan Kedasa Ram V'Yasmag, we're going to see in a second, he's going to pass like the Ram and the Smag, Udulo Kedasa Rashba V'Yarash, Disfil Udulo Kaimelak Kachami Dostu Siag Ad Chatzos, Chami never made a Siag, that you only have until Chatzos to read Kriyat Shema. Okay, during Kriyat Shema. Now, let's see that inside right now. The Mechaber will come back to this Biralach. Says the Mechaber, L'chatchila tzarech likros Kriyat Shema miyad b'tzeis kochavim. Uzmana ad chatzi halayla. Okay, the Zman is only up until Chatzos, chatzi halayla. Vim avar v'icha v'kara atchala al-mona shachar yatsi yedei chavasso. Nevertheless, you didn't listen, you were over. Not b'shog, not b'onis, we'll still learn later on. You didn't read Kriyat Shema at that point. You waited until after Chatzos. You are still Yotze Yedei Chovasa. Though according to this Shita, you are not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to be over the time. So much so that it would be better to daven, say Kriyat Shema B'Yechidus, and get into the whole problem, then go ahead and daven B'Tzibor later on to go ahead and read Kriyat Shema B'Yechidus. That is the Shita over here, according to the Mechab. But as we said before, the Rashba and the Rush hold that no, you have it till L'chatchila, until Losa Shachar. Therefore, the Berelach of 3.9 brings down the Shagas Aryeh Paskins like this. Vayim b'Shagas Aryeh Simendal Shadai to Ladino Kedas a Rashba of a Rush Veherich Lidchos Divrei Beis Yosef Mashiv Yurai Ludas a Ramam. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and he Paskins like the Rush and the Rashba Lakula. They have all night until Losa Shachar to read Kriyat Shema. Okay? And then he goes through a little bit how he understood the sugya at the beginning of Brachos with Ram Gamliel over there in Vasu Siag L'Chachamim. The bottom line is like this. About 10 lines before the Lacha, he says, V'ayim b'divri agra. B'biru shavavi gankein smichos l'divri aram. The Gra also sides with the Rambam l'chumra. U'b'evas yesh od kama g'dol yerishon n'kain l'bishitza l'ram v'yasmag. There are many Rishonim who hold like the Ram and the Smag. Halohem Aramban, Smag, Rabbein Yeruchim, V'abudraham. V'chulei v'chulei. 2 lines down. So many of the Rishonim pass like the Rambam. Om no matzadish gamar rashi rashi lav yichidoyan. The Rach of Tzchaim was holding in the whole sugya all the Rishonim over here, and he says many of the Rishonim also side lakula with the Rush and the Rashba. Shehenim sabati reimatosus rabbi Yehuda uberi ashu b'div shilta gimvorim mikol makom rabba derusa kaim v'shitas the Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, Rov Rishon and Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim is not going to zaz, not going to move because of Shagas Aryeh. Paskin Lakula, the Khaimidar Khaim Khayam Divar Shokanach La Locha, and many of the Gedolei Achronim Paskin La Locha, you only have a tool, Chatzos. And that's how we Paskin Allah Maisa Maker to dinner. You should only do Chatzos. However, he does bring down at the end of a Makamat Chak. Beshaz the Chak, what's the Shaz the Chak? You go and shoot Melame Torah Achirim, who Kai Davi is in the middle of a shear, and he's going to be sure that I didn't dive in Mariv yet, and he waits till the end of the shear, it's going to be after Chatzos. Should he stop in the middle of Rekreachma, or should he wait? Eshar di Yacholisma, Chashita Zerbash, La'acher Adachari Chatzos, Chain Mashav Yengi Giborim. Then he says you should wait until after, these at least Eshar. Eshar, he says that you should wait till after the shear to go ahead and read Kriachma. You should know a little bit of a very beautiful historical fact. Okay, this might go back to the machlok, the many times Rosh Yeshivas and Poskim have with each other. Rabino very, very strongly that always, for all the years that we should have daven Ma'ariv at the end of Night Seder in order to keep the guys until the end of Night Seder. Back in the day, that was at 12 o'clock at night. 12 o'clock at night, we used to be Ma'ariv back in the old place. Okay, used to be Ma'ariv 12 o'clock at night. Only Ma'ariv at the end of Seder. During the winter, that's a little bit after Chatzos. The one day Marina Rabin Rav Nevinsal went up with Mocha that we should dive in Marv Dafka before Chatzos, and that is historically when Marv was moved till 11 o'clock. You see over here, it's not so posh over here. It sounds like for Limud Torah the Rabbim, there is what to be Samach on the Rosh and the Rash, but it's not an incorrect thought if that's the best thing for the Sidre Yeshiva. The Nevinsal thought that we should be Makbid on the Rambam over here and not have Marv at 12 o'clock. That's where we moved the Marv until till 11 o'clock at night, therefore getting it before Chatzos and all that. Once again, we don't daven Ma'ariv earlier on because that's the best thing for the Sidrei Yeshiva. You wait till 11 o'clock to daven Ma'ariv, and therefore that's what the Yeshiva feels is the best time, and that's what we daven Ma'ariv l'chatchila at 11 o'clock here in the Beis Medrash. Okay, but that's just a little fact based on very beautifully based on this Bir Halacha. You see over here what in the Kudas Machlok is over here. It could be for Tlimut Torah the Rabbim. There is what to be Samech, but nevertheless, Rav Nevinsal felt very strongly to move it to Chatzos. But you see over here once again, to try and get in at least Kriyat Shema before Chatzos alight. Okay, now that's all in terms of Kriyat Shema. But once again, as we discussed earlier on, there's Kriyat Shema and there's Tefillah. What about Shmona Esrei? What about the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv? Could that be done after Chatzos lechatchila or not? So over here, the Mechaber doesn't talk about it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it over here. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal does point out to a Mishnah Berurah earlier on in Siman Kuf Ches. Over there, it's talking about Tashlumin, and the Halacha is by Tashlumin. You can only do Tashlumin in the Lechatchila time to daven. Over there in Siman Kuf Ches, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav, he brings out a machlokas between the Derech HaChayim and the Prima Gadim, whether you ought to do Tashlumin for Mincha, meaning two Ma'aravs, and have the second Shmoneh Esrei after Chatzos or not. The Kudas Machlokas is whether there's a Lechatchila also that Marv, that Shmoneh Esrei has to be done before Chatzos. And that's what Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal brings down over here. Dibur Masu Zmana, Ayim Besimen Kuh Ches, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav, Diyesh Sovrim Duat Dindit, Shetfilas Amida Shal Arvis, Lechatchila Zmana Chad Chatzos, the Lechatchila Zmana of Marv should be only until Chatzos, not afterwards. Not like the Shtiblach and Zircha Moshe where they have Mars until 2, 3, 4 o'clock at night until the Shachar, they have Mars at night. That's not the Lechatchila time to daven, at least according to the Derech HaChaim over there, some post. Lachain, Moreinu Rabbeinu Nevinsal chooses sides over here, and he says, Lachain, Odif Lidpal B'Yechidas Lifnei Chatzos, Me'asher B'Minyan La'Acher Chatzos. That's a big Kiddush. Tell you guys who are dating, and sometimes the date goes later to after Chatzos, says, better to daven Marav B'Yechidas Lifnei Chatzos than Marav after Chatzos with a Minyan. This is not Lekulei Alma, not all the posts can agree with this, but that is the position of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, that better to daven Yechidas before Chatzos than daven even Marav after Chatzos, even if you say Kriyat Shema already. And then in Shmoneh Esrei itself, he held to go like the Machmirma over there, that to be Machmir to daven Marav before Chatzos, like the Derech HaChaim brought down over there in Siman Kuf Ches, Sif Katan Tes Vav. Okay? Okay, if you see Bill and the Chora, the Shtiblach, they go on after Chatzos, they were relying on the opinions of the Prima Gadim and others, and the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch over here, where it's only a din in Kriyat Shema and not a din in Shmona Esrei. Now, what about after Alos HaShachar, before Netzachama? Could you ever use that time for anything? So that is also based on the Gemara over there in Brachos. It says like this, for sure over here you're dealing with definitely b'diavad, as he says over here. Hakorei kriyat shma tziv dalet shel arvis achar shalom shachar kodem aneitzacham. If you read kriyat shma after alos shachar before aneitzacham, lo yotzi yedei chavasa. You're not yotzi yedei chavasa elim kein haya onus, unless you had some type of onus. Okay, the Hainu over here, as explained in the Gemara over there, that, oh, Kriyat Shema, the Amud HaShachar is the beginning of the next day. How could you read Kriyat Shema of the previous night? Since, once again, it says in the Pasuk, Uvishoch Baha Uvkumecha, and since even though people don't go to sleep at this time, people are still sleeping generally at Alos HaShachar, therefore it's still a Zman of Kriyat Shema. Nevertheless, the Poskim said, you're not, Chachamim took away your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema during this time from Alos until Netzachama, Elim Kenaya Anus. Meaning, if you did it on purpose, or even Bishoga, you did it on purpose, or just this time you didn't have some type of onus, you would not be Yotzir Dechavasa Kriyat Shema during this time of Alos Shachar until Netzachama. Nevertheless, if you had an onus, what would be the case over here? Elim Kenaya Anus, Kigon Shikor, someone got drunk, Ochola, or he was sick, Uki Yotzaban, he was sick, and he went to sleep that night, and he only woke up at Alos Shachar before Netzachama, okay, he would still be able to read Kriyat Shema, and he'd be Yotze his mitzvah darais. The onus shekara'az lo yomar ashkivenu, but the halachas of someone who is an onus is that he does not say the last bracha of Birkas Kriyat Shema hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is talking about when we go to sleep. That's not the time to go to sleep. Lo yomar ashkivenu dekevet shalom arshachar enu zman shchiva. That's not the time you go to sleep. It's the time where people are sleeping. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lami Gimel Neschila wrote to Lomar enu zman shebnei adam hochin lishkav. It's not a time that people go to sleep. She has shayich lomar az ashkivenu haval mikom bakom mikri zman shchiva lina mitzvah asay de Kriyat Shema. Anytime people are sleeping or dying, yesh miksas bnei adam shochvin. So some people are still a little bit of people are sleeping. Nowadays, most people are still sleeping at Alos HaShachar. Therefore, for sure, you are yotzei or dechovasa of Kriyat Shema during this time. Once again, you're not going to say hashkiveinu. And obviously, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Aleph points out, this is only going to help you until the turns of your mitzvah, Kriyat Shema. V'lo yomar bracha Hashem li'olam ha'mimein. What they say in Chotzar is bracha Hashem li'olam. You're not sayiv. V'gam Shmon Esrei lo yitpalel. You also do not daven Shmon Esrei. That tefilas artman nikol rak bishvil laila. Mekev and shalom ha'rashacha yom l'chol davar. It's for sure the next day. So you cannot daven marav whatsoever. However, you are allowed to say mitzvah Kriyat Shema and hu adin. And who adin the first brachos of Birkas Kriyat Shema? The first brachos of Birkas Kriyat Shema. You are going to say, as the Ramah ends up over here, Aval Shalar Brachos, the Hainu Shtaim Shlifnei Kriyat Shema, Ubirkas Emes Ve'amuna Ad Hashkivenu Omar. You would say all that Birkas Kriyat Shema until Hashkivenu. You would stop at Hashkivenu. You would wake up, I guess, and then go put on your tefillin and go daven Vasikin, and you daven Shachris at that point, and say Kriyat Shema again for your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of the day. At that point, that is what you're going to do over here in terms of if you're this onus. The Mishnah Berurah does point out not all drunk people are necessarily going to be an onus. It has to be a real onus. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Sivkot Lamed Aleph. He says, "V'afilu yishtakel achshe yigim hazman kriyat shema." Even if one got drank too much after the zman kriyat shema, nainu mitzaysa kochavim. At the beginning, it says kochavim. Nainu nami enu bechalal mezid. Is not considered a mezid. The ksavar dain yeshul shebetoch kach yipogeino, because he assumes the wine's gonna go out of his body. Aval benishtaker zman muad kodem alos hashachar. In the middle of the night, he goes ahead and gets drunk. At that point, shei ashar b'shak tana gazil apik shiuchrusa. He knows he's not going to get the wine's not going to go out of his system at that point, and he's going to pass out. He's not going to wake up. Lo havi onus lo yotzei dechovasa. Then that is not considered an onus, and he would not be yotzei dechovasa. So he has to be a shikol das. Then whether he was really an onus, if he forgot to daven mariv and he went to sleep and he wakes up and he realized at that point, that's also considered like an onus because he didn't know, and therefore he would still be allowed to go ahead and repeat Kriyat Shema. This is the Bidyevit time after Alos HaShachar, before Netzachama. That is the end of the Zman of Kriyat Shema, the beginning of Kriyat Shema, the end of Kriyat Shema. Icon for Simin Reish, Lamed Hey. Have a good day.